Listening test. In this interview with Sheila Watson, a writer of children's books, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Guest. Growth. Frightened. Rules. Crime. Speed up. Slow down. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Firstly, Sheila, I would like to ask you about your childhood.
My father was an American Army officer, and I was born in New York. But Pearl Harbor was bombed, and my father had to go off to war. And so my mother took us children back to her hometown, a small town in Pennsylvania, when I was only two. It was a wonderful place to grow up in, and I lived there with my grandparents for 13 years.
Here is an example of a question. Where did Sheila spend most of her childhood? In Pearl Harbor? In Pennsylvania? In New York? The correct answer is in Pennsylvania. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
What was your first meeting with literature?
When I was a very small child, I had memorized a very long poem, one that my grandfather loved, and he brought me out at a dinner party. I remember, there were very elegant people around the living room, but I was in my pajamas, and he brought me in, holding my hand, and asked me to recite this poem, which I did.
Did that have any consequences afterwards?
Yes, it did. Many years later, when I was at university, I got a letter from a lawyer telling me that a man named Biddle had been a guest at my grandfather's dinner party, and had died in Philadelphia. He had left 0.5% of his fortune to the little girl who had recited a poem in her grandfather's living room while wearing pajamas. It was a substantial amount of money, and with it I bought a blue Pontiac car. I left university and drove my pale blue car to California with a football player. This football player, who was 2 years older than me, eventually wanted to get married. So I left university and got married. I had 4 children, and then when they went to school, I went back to university and took it more seriously. I studied harder, I learned more.
What was the first children's book you wrote?
My first book for kids was called A Summer to Die. It had to do with the death of my older sister when we were both young. I had just one sister, 3 years older than me. We had been very close friends and she died young. So I fictionalized it. I recreated the two sisters, the older one pretty, popular, all the things that I envied, and the younger one. My sister had no aspirations apart from being a happy person with a family and a home. And of course, that was cut off for her when she died young of cancer. The book got prizes, and that made me turn my attention to writing for kids instead of adults. When you write for kids, you are writing for people who can be affected by what you write in ways that might change them. Kids are still in the process of growth and change, and what I write affects kids.
Why do you write books?
That is not an easy question to answer. One answer is because it's my job, and I'm very lucky to make a living doing what I love. I think the people who are the least lucky are the ones who have to do a boring job simply in order to support their family. But I think even if I had a rich husband, I would write anyway, because for me, the most important thing is just the satisfaction I get by organizing words on a page.
Tell us about your best-known book, The Giver.
The Giver was different from my first books. I've never thought of it as science fiction, although some people have put it in that category. But it is a book set in a future time. I created a character. He's a boy, about 12. And it's in the future. It's very different from our way of life, because it's a place with complicated rules to make the world very safe and very comfortable. There's no crime. There's no inequality. There's no discrimination. And then gradually you realize that the reason there is no discrimination is because everybody is the same color. There is no crime because there's no money. And then you realize that maybe it isn't such a good place. By the end of the book, this young boy, who by the time the book concludes is almost 13, has started to try to change the world. Some people became very frightened by this book. Some people have demanded that it be removed from schools.
Sheila, finally, what do you believe are your strong points as a writer?
One thing that I think I do well is pacing. Pacing has to do with the way a story moves along and the narrative. I know when it's time to slow down and when to speed up. Maybe it's like driving a car. You know that there's a curve, and so you slow down. Otherwise, you might crash. And I think the same thing happens when writing.
Now you will hear the text again.
What was your first meeting with literature?
When I was a very small child, I had memorized a very long poem, one that my grandfather loved, and he brought me out at a dinner party. I remember, there were very elegant people around the living room, but I was in my pajamas, and he brought me in, holding my hand, and asked me to recite this poem, which I did.
Did that have any consequences afterwards?
Yes, it did. Many years later, when I was at university, I got a letter from a lawyer telling me that a man named Biddle had been a guest at my grandfather's dinner party and had died in Philadelphia. He had left 0.5% of his fortune to the little girl who had recited a poem in her grandfather's living room while wearing pajamas. It was a substantial amount of money, and with it I bought a blue Pontiac car. I left university and drove my pale blue car to California with a football player. This football player, who was 2 years older than me, eventually wanted to get married. so I left university and got married. I had 4 children, and then when they went to school, I went back to university and took it more seriously. I studied harder, I learned more.
What was the first children's book you wrote?
My first book for kids was called A Summer to Die. It had to do with the death of my older sister when we were both young. I had just one sister, 3 years older than me. We had been very close friends and she died young. So I fictionalized it. I recreated the two sisters, the older one pretty, popular, all the things that I envied, and the younger one. My sister had no aspirations apart from being a happy person with a family and a home. And of course, that was cut off for her when she died young of cancer. The book got prizes, and that made me turn my attention to writing for kids instead of adults. When you write for kids, you are writing for people who can be affected by what you write in ways that might change them. Kids are still in the process of growth and change, and what I write affects kids.
Why do you write books?
That is not an easy question to answer. One answer is because it's my job, and I'm very lucky to make a living doing what I love. I think the people who are the least lucky are the ones who have to do a boring job simply in order to support their family. But I think even if I had a rich husband, I would write anyway, because for me, the most important thing is just the satisfaction I get by organizing words on a page.
Tell us about your best-known book, The Giver.
The Giver was different from my first books. I've never thought of it as science fiction, although some people have put it in that category. But it is a book set in a future time. I created a character. He's a boy, about 12. And it's in the future. It's very different from our way of life, because it's a place with complicated rules to make the world very safe and very comfortable. There's no crime. There's no inequality. There's no discrimination. And then gradually you realize that the reason there is no discrimination is because everybody is the same color. There is no crime because there's no money. And then you realize that maybe it isn't such a good place. By the end of the book, this young boy, who by the time the book concludes is almost 13, has started to try to change the world. Some people became very frightened by this book. Some people have demanded that it be removed from schools.
Sheila, finally, what do you believe are your strong points as a writer?
One thing that I think I do well is pacing. Pacing has to do with the way a story moves along and the narrative. I know when it's time to slow down and when to speed up. Maybe it's like driving a car. You know that there's a curve, and so you slow down. Otherwise, you might crash. And I think the same thing happens when writing.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
What was your first meeting with literature?
When I was a very small child, I had memorized a very long poem, one that my grandfather loved, and he brought me out at a dinner party. I remember, there were very elegant people around the living room, but I was in my pajamas, and he brought me in, holding my hand, and asked me to recite this poem, which I did.
Did that have any consequences afterwards?
Yes, it did. Many years later, when I was at university, I got a letter from a lawyer telling me that a man named Biddle had been a guest at my grandfather's dinner party and had died in Philadelphia. He had left 0.5% of his fortune to the little girl who had recited a poem in her grandfather's living room while wearing pajamas. It was a substantial amount of money, and with it I bought a blue Pontiac car. I left university and drove my pale blue car to California with a football player. This football player, who was 2 years older than me, eventually wanted to get married. So I left university and got married. I had 4 children, And then, when they went to school, I went back to university and took it more seriously. I studied harder. I learned more.
What was the first children's book you wrote?
My first book for kids was called A Summer to Die. It had to do with the death of my older sister when we were both young. I had just one sister, 3 years older than me. We had been very close friends and she died young. So I fictionalized it. I recreated the two sisters, the older one pretty, popular, all the things that I envied, and the younger one. My sister had no aspirations apart from being a happy person with a family and a home. And of course, that was cut off for her when she died young of cancer. The book got prizes, and that made me turn my attention to writing for kids instead of adults. When you write for kids, you are writing for people who can be affected by what you write in ways that might change them. Kids are still in the process of growth and change, and what I write affects kids.
Why do you write books?
That is not an easy question to answer. One answer is because it's my job, and I'm very lucky to make a living doing what I love. I think the people who are the least lucky are the ones who have to do a boring job simply in order to support their family. But I think even if I had a rich husband, I would write anyway, because for me, the most important thing is just the satisfaction I get by organizing words on a page.
Tell us about your best-known book, The Giver.
The Giver was different from my first books. I've never thought of it as science fiction, although some people have put it in that category. But it is a book set in a future time. I created a character. He's a boy, about 12. And it's in the future. It's very different from our way of life, because it's a place with complicated rules, to make the world very safe and very comfortable. There's no crime. There's no inequality. There's no discrimination. And then gradually you realize that the reason there is no discrimination is because everybody is the same color. There is no crime because there's no money. And then you realize that maybe it isn't such a good place. By the end of the book, this young boy, who by the time the book concludes is almost 13, has started to try to change the world. Some people became very frightened by this book. Some people have demanded that it be removed from schools.
Sheila, finally, what do you believe are your strong points as a writer?
One thing that I think I do well is pacing. Pacing has to do with the way a story moves along and the narrative. I know when it's time to slow down and when to speed up. Maybe it's like driving a car. You know that there's a curve, and so you slow down. Otherwise, you might crash. And I think the same thing happens when writing.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.